Hello and welcome to the Organist Encores. It's John Leeming here at the microphone for my August date with the pipes and the percussions. Now, I was just about to start recording this programme and I got out my usual digital recording machine that I always use, I switch it on and it wouldn't work. So I thought, good heavens, what shall I do? I need to get the programme done. I've got a rather nice Revox tape recorder. I thought, right, oh, and then I realised it's away being repaired at the moment. Can't use that. What else have I got? Ah, yes, a Philips tape recorder dating from about half a century ago. Well, let's try that. Yes, it works. Excellent. Well, at least the technology matches the music we're going to hear, because it's all going to come from LPs. Now, a couple of years ago, I presented a programme where the items were all taken from CDs chosen at random from my shelves. Well, I thought I'd have another go with a random selection, but this time, as I've indicated, from my shelves of about 300 LPs. So I asked my computer to give me 10 random numbers between 1 and 300 inclusive, and I used those to select the records. For example, when the computer came up with the number 58, I counted along the shelf from the beginning and pulled out record number 58, which turned out to be Reginald Fort at the mosque, and so on. Now, I've made my own choice of track from each one and also what order to play them in. So we're going to start with a number that's highly appropriate for opening a theatre organ show from this moment on. Not from Nigel Ogden this time, but from Billy Knoll at the Century 2 Centre in Wichita, Kansas. Yes, as it says on the record sleeve, there is only one Billy Knoll. That's the title of the album. It's a quote from a review of a previous Billy Knoll LP in the Cinema Organ Society newsletter, and Billy decided it was an ideal name for this LP. There is also only one Wichita 2 Centre with its 36th ranked Wurlitzer, formerly in the Paramount New York. Now, I've got so many Joseph Seal LPs on my shelf that there's a good chance that one of them will crop up in any random selection. And that's just what happened this time. Here he is at the ABC Regal, Kingston upon Thames. Destiny Waltz from Joseph Seal at Kingston. Those liquid tibias were absolutely characteristic of that Wurlitzer in that theatre. They've never quite managed to create the same effect since, though I think they're slowly getting there now in the new Musical Museum at Kew Bridge. George Wright albums are featured heavily on my shelves, and again, it would have been no surprise if one popped up at random, and such is the case today. From the album George Wright's Showtime, here he is at the Fox, San Francisco, with The Lady is a Tramp.
Thank you.
George at the Fox, Where Else, in 1960. Everett Norse also made many recordings at the Fox, and my computer picked out one of these too. In this recording, we hear more of the fine acoustics of that theatre as a bonus. Well, we've had quite a bit of rain in Britain this month, and, well, next week it'll be September, so guess what track I've chosen. Oh, September in the Rain from Everett Norse at the San Francisco Fox's definitive 36-rank Wurlitzer. How could anyone, even with the smallest corpuscle of sensitivity in their blood, have let that spectacular combination of theatre and organ disappear? What a loss to the worlds of architecture, visual art, and music, of course. The sad thing is that had that theatre survived another 10 years or so, it probably would have been saved, like so many other American cathedrals of the movies, and we'd still be enjoying that experience today. Hey-ho, on to the next track then, and it's quite a contrast. It's Dalton McAlpin at a 2-manual, 6-rank Robert Morton organ that was in the Paramount Theatre Baton Rouge in Louisiana. Well, any resemblance to any of the Paramount sounds I selected in my last programme is somewhat elusive. Thank you. Cheek to Cheek from Dalton McAlpin, I Say No More. Now to another master of the smooth ballad, Bill Thompson, featured here at a Wurlitzer in the Los Angeles area. The sleeve notes don't tell us which particular organ, for reasons we can speculate about, but there are enough clues to make me think it's the 10-rank Wurlitzer that was in the Rialto Theatre, South Pasadena, until apparently being badly damaged by fire in 1971. Well, here's Bill at the Wurlitzer with Blue Prelude. Blue Prelude from the much-missed Bill Thompson at a much-missed Wurlitzer. And so to another much-missed organist. It's the Reginald Fort record I mentioned earlier, recorded on the 17-ranked Wurlitzer in the Mosque, Richmond, Virginia. It's not the smoothest-sounding recording I've ever heard, but I hope you'll enjoy Reginald Fort's handling of Nacio Herb Brown's Doll Dance. Reginald Fort and Doll Dance. A clever arrangement there, even if the doll sounded as though she was wearing hobnail boots. Next on the computer's list is an electronic item. It's Lenny D on Hammond with a small instrumental group. Lenny D, one of the all-time Hammond greats, there with Henry Mancini's Moon River. Back to Britain now, and to Buckingham Town Hall, and one of the very first theatre organ transplants by a hobby group. At the 310 Wurlitzer is Vic Hammett, and what else but Zambellina. Vic Hammett on Wurlitzer and Bill Walker on tambourine at Buckingham Town Hall in 1967. Well, it's time for my last track now, and it's a young Lynn Larson back in the early 1970s, matching the era of my tape recorder today, at the John Dickinson High School three-manual Kimball organ, when it numbered only 25 ranks compared with the 66 it's got today. It was a fine instrument even back then, and half a century ago, can you believe? And Lynn's suave, elegant playing suits it to perfection. Here he is with one of his own compositions, Sounds of Wonder, a title that sums up the mighty theatre organ to a T. Thank you. My word, sounds of wonder indeed. Lynn Larson at the Dickinson High School, Kimball, 50 years ago. Gosh. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week when Damon Cox will be back in the chair with more of his musical magic. In the meantime, don't forget to have a look at our website, organistencores.co.uk, and look for us on almost any of the popular social media platforms. From me, John Leeming, until next month, it's goodbye for now.